就知道啊，我今天的负担就是要交通蒙圣灵的安慰。
When we sing this song, you know my burden is to the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你早晨吸引我们众人一同来到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you. You draw us near before your feet this morning.
我们谢谢你在擘饼中，主，我们可以与你亲近，我们可以。把感谢赞美来归给主。
We thank you during the communion service. You draw us near to you, so we give thanks and praise to you.
我们也感谢你，还给我们有信息的时间，我们可以来听你的话。
Lord, we thank you for the time that we can listen to you.
我们求主早晨给我们一个谦卑受教的心。
Give us a humble and a teachable heart.
让我们能够听圣灵的声音。
So we can hear the voice from the Holy Spirit.
让我们不是觉得我们已经得着，我们已经会，我们已经懂了。
That is nothing that we already know when we speak.
主，我们愿意，主，你早晨再把你自己开启在我们的当中。
Reveal yourself to us this morning.
好，就我们更多的认识你，更深的主能够爱你，哦，主啊，更亲近的主能够来跟随你。
So that we know you more, and then we will draw us nearer to you, and then know more about you.
主，我们把下面的时间仰望在恩主的手中。愿你在我们每个人身上主要做的工作，主啊都能够做成。
May you have the, accomplished the work that you are doing in our life.
荣耀归给主。
Give you all the glory.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们要读几处的圣经，请我们打开《使徒行传》第八章第一节。
Let's read some scriptures. Book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 1.
使徒行传第八章第一节。
Acts, chapter 8, verse 1.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
At that time, a great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles.
使徒行传第九章三十一节。
Chapter 9, verse 31.
好，我们一起来。
Let's read together.
九章三十一节，那时。犹太加利利撒玛利亚各处的教会都得平安被建立，凡事敬畏主，蒙圣灵的安慰，人数就增多了。
Then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied.
好，我们要再读约翰福音十四章十六十七节。
John chapter 14, verse 16 and 17.
这是我们蛮熟悉的一段圣经。
We are familiar with these verses.
六节开始。
Let's read together.
好，十六节。
Verse 16.
好，我们一起来读。我要求父。父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever.The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
感谢主，上周，翁弟兄交通到圣灵的引导。
And praise the Lord, last week, Brother Wong, shared about the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
要认识圣灵，受圣灵的引导。对我们每一位弟兄姐妹属灵生命的成长都非常的重要。
It is very important for our spiritual growth to know the Holy Spirit and under His guidance.
愿意今天就借着这个负担来交通到圣灵的安慰。
And through this burden, I would like to share the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
所以，就从三方面来交通。
I will share in three aspects.
头一方面就是逼迫与安慰。
The first one is persecution and comfort.
第二方面是怎么样认识圣灵。
And then secondly, and then how do is knowing the Holy Spirit.
和圣灵的工作。
And then the work and the works of the Holy Spirit.
第三方面讲到如何能够蒙圣灵的安慰。
And thirdly, and then how can we receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit?
所以头一方面我们来看逼迫跟安慰。
First of all, let's see persecution and comfort.
所以这两个词是相对的。
And these two words are contrary.
所以我们刚才读的头两处的圣经，第一处在使徒行传第八章第一节说，从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫。
The first one we're talking about is on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem.
然后呢，过了一章以后呢，在第九章三十一节讲到说，那个时候犹太、加利利、撒玛利亚各处的教会都得平安，被建立，凡是敬畏主、蒙圣灵的安慰，人数就增多了。
And then we come to chapter 9, and here talking about, and the churches were all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria. They had peace and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, and they were multiplied.
好像很短短的一章半的圣经里面就有这么大的一个对比。
It's a big difference just in this one chapter.
所以在第八章的第一节，从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫。
And then in chapter 8 verse 1 says, On that day, a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem.
那日是哪一天呢？
And then what does it mean that day?
我们读圣经，我们就知道那一天是什么时候呢？
If we read the Bible, do you know what is that day?
我们知道。
Does anybody know that?
从那日起，是哪一天？
Is that since that day on?
是尸体反殉道的那一天。
It's the day that Stephen was martyred.
我们知道那时候本来开始的时候，当主耶稣升天以后呢，他差遣圣灵下来。
When the Lord was ascended, the Holy Spirit was descended.
所以这些本来四散的门徒本来因为主耶稣被钉十字架呢，都吓得到就是躲起来的门徒呢，哎，他们改变了。
And the it was scattered after the Lord, the disciples scattered after the Lord was crucified, but because of the Holy Spirit, and then now of they hide.
但是因为圣灵降下，他们就改变了。
Oh, their life changed because of the Holy Spirit was descended.
他们那时候感谢主，他们就放胆传神的道。
And then praise the Lord, and they share gospel boldly.
所以有一天呢，门徒一下子就增了三千人。
And then the disciples were multiplied to 3,000.
有一天就有五千人。
And then another day, 5,000 were saved.
我们就知道了。我们所信的主耶稣真是从死里复活了。
Then we know our Lord, and then indeed he rose from dead.
但是犹太人就嫉妒他。
But the Jews were the jealous of them.
就是这些法利赛人、这些祭司、这些文士，他们不相信主耶稣是神的儿子。
Those Pharisees, scribes, and the priests, they didn't believe that the Jesus is the Son of God.
所以感谢主，这时候呢，就有一个征战出来。
And then there was a battle.
那时候圣经上讲说，司提反满得恩惠和能力，在民间行了大奇事和神迹。他以智慧和圣灵说话，众人抵挡不住。
And then the Bible tells us, Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people, and then they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke.
所以他们就买人来，就来来讲一些不实在的话，说他毁谤摩西和亵渎神的话。
So those Pharisees then they secretly purchased someone to say, "We have heard Stephen spoke blasphemous words against Moses and against God."
然后司提反这样放胆的来为主来做见证的时候，
When Stephen testified the Lord boldly,
他讲这些拒绝耶稣的犹太人，他讲了一句很有意思的话。
And then he said something for those Jews who who denied the Lord, and it's very interesting what he said.
律法就说, 你们这应着景象, 心与耳未受割礼的人,
he says, stiff-necked people, your heart and ears are still uncircumcised. You are just like your ancestors. You always resist the Holy Spirit. We know God speaks to us very often. And then we have two attitudes. We either accept the word from the Lord or resist the Holy Spirit.
我们要选哪一样?
Of which one we choose?
虽然神他是全能的神,
even though our God is mighty,
但他不勉强我们,
but He will not force us.
所以在那个时候呢, 我们知道这些不信耶稣的犹太人,
and then we know what those people, those Jews who did not believe in Christ, what did they do?
他们极其的恼怒, 像斯蒂凡咬牙切齿,
and they were very angry and they gashing teeth to Stephen.
大声的喊叫, 捂着耳朵, 然后呢, 齐心涌上去呢, 把斯蒂凡用石头打死。
And then they shout the huge voice, and then they will cry out with a loud voice. They cover their ears and then they run to Stephen together and then they stone him.
你想想看啊, 你要用石头打一个人, 需不需要捂着耳朵?
Can we imagine if you want to stone someone, do you need to cover your ears?
不需要, 对不对?
No need.
但是呢, 他们常时抗拒神。
Because they resist the Holy Spirit very often. Even though they know what they have done was wrong.
光照在黑暗里面, 黑暗却不接受光。
And the light shined in the darkness, but the darkness did not receive the light.
所以他们非常生气。
So they're angry.
所以他们就捂着耳朵, 然后呢, 涌上前去, 把斯蒂凡用石头打死。
That's why they covered their ears and then run together to Stephen and then stoned him. Stephen was the first one who were martyred.
从那日起,
from that day on, the great persecutions at the church in Jerusalem.
所以我们看见, 这个是初期教会的光景。
We know that's the condition of the first century church.
当有人要起来, 为主耶稣做见证的时候,
when someone wants to rise up to testify for the Lord,
那仇敌呢, 就要来攻击,
the adversary will against.
所以那时候呢, 只要是信耶稣的, 就可以被下到监狱里面。
At that time, anyone who believes in Jesus will be put into prison.
整体呢, 要受残害, 甚至以至于死。
They will be beaten up and even to death.
所以呢, 这些信主的门徒呢, 他们没有办法, 只好逃命去了。
So those disciples, and that's why they flee.
他们, 这边圣经讲说, 他们就分散在犹太和撒玛利亚的各处, 为了要躲避犹太人的逼迫。
And then the Bible tells us then they all scattered throughout the region of Judea and Samaria to avoid the persecution.
所以从外面来看呢, 这个情形看来十分的不好。
Outwardly, the situation was very bad.
我们看到仇敌得胜了, 那基督徒很快的可能要被消灭。
It seems like the enemy won the victory, and then the Christians was be abolished.
但感谢主, 主借着外面的逼迫来建造门徒里面的生命。
Praise the Lord, through the outwardly persecution, the life of the disciples were edified.
看来外面是拆毁的, 可是里面却有建造。
It is destruction outwardly, but inwardly is edified.
外面呢, 是有打压的, 但是里面呢却有成长。
It is complex outwardly, but inwardly is growth.
外面有动荡, 但是里面有平安。
It is waves outside, but there is a still quietness inwardly.
外面看来是忧愁的, 但里面却是喜乐的。
It was worry outwardly, but it is joy inward.
所以来到第九章，我们就看见，哎，主把这个情形就转过来了。
So in chapter 9 we see the Lord turned this upside down.
所以呢，那时候信主的不只是在耶路撒冷。
So now the believers not only in Jerusalem.
因为他们四散到各地。
Because they scattered to other places.
所以到加利利、撒玛利亚，那还包括在犹太各处的教会都被建立。
And the church was edified in all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria.
他们有平安，他们赞美主，他们敬畏主，他们蒙圣灵的安慰。
They had peace, and then they praised the Lord, and they were comforted by the Holy Spirit.
人数就增多了。
And then they were multiplied.
感谢主，这是圣灵的工作。
And then praise the Lord, that's the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们有心愿意来追求主的时候
If we desire to pursue the Lord
可能在外面我们会受到一些难处
maybe,
一些攻击
Maybe there will be persecutions or trials outwardly
但是呢感谢主主借着这些外面的难处来建造我们里面的人
But praise the Lord through this hardship outwardly the Lord will build us up
他们能圣灵的安慰
And they will comfort us by the Holy Spirit
所以人数不仅没有减少反而增多
They are not decreasing numbers but increased
所以愿意这个初期教会所经历的呢可以成为我们今天的鼓励
May the experience in the first century church becomes our encouragement
我们感谢主时间过得很快啊今天是一月的最后一天
Praise the Lord, time flies. Today is the last day of January.
也许我们记得不久以前，我们还跟大家说彼此说七年快乐。
Okay, months ago we were saying Happy New Year.
已经过了一个月了。
Okay, 1 month passed.
那我们想想看哈，这个今年快乐的起来，快乐不起来。
Are we going to be joyful?
如果我们看外面的环境，实在有很多事情让我们不能快乐。
If we see the circumstance outwardly, probably we will not be joyful.
全世界的股票都在下跌。
Oh, the stock market is falling.
那 Houston 呢？在休斯顿，我们的石油工业是非常重要经济的支柱。
We know the oil industry is very important for Houston economy.
那我们知道到今年呢 有一段时间甚至跌到30块一桶以下
And then this year sometimes the one barrel of oil in the fall decreased to under $30
有人说会跌到20块
Some people will say will decrease to $20 per barrel
有没有人知道说油价最高的时候是什么时候
Do you know when is the highest valuemost expensive of the oil price
有没有人知道
anyone know
08年对多少钱一桶
2008
145块一桶145块一桶
$145 per barrel that time
现在呢是差不多30块一桶
9 is just $30 per
barrel 连个零头在零头都不到
it's just decreased、
yeah.今天我们从那个Dumbo 这条路转进来的时候，有没有人知道这个加油站的有多少钱一加仑
？Oh, do you know this gas station near to the church? How much per gallon the price?
1.49.
Oh, $1.49.
1.5都不到。
Per gallon, and it's less than $1.50.
你有时候去买水，一 gallon 的水，那个都有时候都不止这个钱。
And maybe sometimes 1 gallon of water is more than this.More expensive than this.
所以如果我们看外面的环境，实在让我们里面很担忧。
If we consider the outwardly circumstance, we will worry.
我们知道在教会有一些弟兄姐妹已经被裁员了。
We know some brothers and sisters were laid off.
还不知道这个情形会维持多久。
And then we don't know how long it can be last like this.
这还不是最严重的。
This is not the worst.
我们知道从去年开始其实再早几年全世界有好几个大城市都受到恐怖分子的攻击
We know start from last year actually a couple of years ago in the world a couple of major cities were attacked
曼谷巴黎雅加达伊斯坦堡
Bangkok Paris Jakarta Istanbul
有没有人知道今年年初的时候有两个人被警察抓起来？
Do you know, in this year, in the beginning of this year, there's two people were arrested.
他们是伊拉克来的难民。
They are refugees from Iraq.
他们准备做什么呢？
What do they, try to do?
他们准备要去放炸弹在 Galleria Mall 跟 Sharpstown。
They try to bomb Galleria and Sharpstown Mall.
所以不要觉得说，
Yeah,
就在休斯顿，不要觉得说这些恐怖分子的攻击是离我们很远。
Don't think the terrorists are far away from us.
不是要吓大家。
I don't try to scare you.
有可能在任何地方都会发生。
Can be in anywhere.
神的话告诉我们，到末后的时候必有危险的日子来到。
The words from the Lord tells us there will be terror in the end of the days.At the end of the
time,
there will be a dangerous time.
民要攻打民，国要攻打。
Nation will rise against nation, the kingdom will against kingdom.
到处都有饥荒、地震，这些都是灾难的起头。
There will be famine and earthquakes in variety of places. All these are the beginning of birth pains.
今天是不是就是这样
的？ Today is just like that.
所以真是愿意我们不要像世人一样好像还是在一个一个不清楚糊涂的情形。
I hope we are not like the worldly people, we are still confused.
我们知道主来的日子近了。
We know the Lord come, but the day are near.
有一天很快的主要再回来。
And then one day Lord will come back.
这世界不会变得更好，只会变得更坏。
The world will not become better, and it will be worse.
但是我们信主的，我们不需要担忧。
But for the ones who believe in the Lord, we should not worry.
因为圣经告诉我们说，一有这些事，你们就当挺身昂首，因为你们得赎的日子近了。
And the Bible tells us when you see those, and we should be We should stand up and lift your head because your redemption is drawing near.
因为人子大有能力，然后驾着云来降临。
And because the Son of Man will come in a cloud with power and great glory.
我们的身体灵魂都要得赎。
Our body, our soul will be redeemed.
我们感谢主，我们是有盼望。
And then, praise the Lord, we have hope.
主常常借着这些外面的逼迫，要来让我们来得着圣灵的安慰。
And then, and through the persecution outwardly, the Lord wants us to receive the comfort from the Holy Spirit.
也许在前面的一年的当中，我们还会经历到许多的困难或甚至损失。
Maybe we will experience some hardships, maybe some loss in this year.
但是我们感谢主，如果说失去的是我们的老我，得着的是基督，多好。
And then praise the Lord if we lose our old self and then and then gain the Lord, and then how wonderful.
如果我们失去的是地上的钱财，我们得到是属天的财宝，多好。
If we lost some wealth on earth but received the treasure from heaven, how wonderful.
如果我们的身体虽然说是渐渐的毁坏，但是呢内心一天心是一天，多好。
If our body it becomes older, weaker and weaker, but if our inner cell becomes newer, how wonderful is that?
So we don't put our eyes on the
things on the earth, but we need to look up to our Lord.
So, in one way, we see the outside pressure to come into our inner.
The first aspect is through the outwardly persecutions, Lord will edify our inner self, inner being, so that we will receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
好，那我们要进到第二部分，我们要来认识圣灵。
Now the second aspect, we need knowing the Holy Spirit.
我们知道圣灵就是神的灵，就是神的自己。
We know the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, it's God Himself.
是得荣耀耶稣的灵。
It is the victorious spirit of Jesus.
我们知道神是三而一的神。 啊，一开始从创造开始，我们就看到父子灵在同工。
We know God is is God in three in one. In the beginning of the world, we know it's the God the Father, the Son, the Spirit. They work together.
创世纪第一章第一节讲，起初神创造天地。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 it says in the beginning God created heaven and earth.
第二节讲到地是空虚混沌渊面黑暗神的灵运行在水面上。
Second verse it says now the earth was formless and empty darkness was over the surface of the deep and the spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
第三节讲到神说。
In verse 3 it says God says
那看到第一节就讲到父神，第二节讲到圣灵，第三节讲到主，因为主就是那个太初有道的那个道，那个话，神的话。
Verse 1 is God the Father, verse 2 is God the Holy Spirit, verse 3 is God the Son. Because John it says, in the beginning the Word was with God, the Word is God.
所以创造是三而一的神一起工作。
The creation is through the three-in-one God that work together.
那神造人也是三而一的神一起来创造。
And when God created man and it's three-in-one, they work together too.
神说我们要照我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人。
And then God says, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness.
所以神就用地上的尘土造人，然后呢，吹气在他鼻孔子里面，他就成了有魂的一个活的魂。
Then the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of his life. Then the man becomes a living soul.
所以人被造的时候呢，是神吹气在人的里面。
When God created man and he breathed into man.
那他愿意，神愿意来进到人的里面。
And then God is willing to dwell with man.
但是很可惜，我们的始祖犯罪。
Unfortunately, our ancestor sinned.
他们没有听神的话。
They didn't obey Lord.
没有拣选这个生命树的果子，却拣选了那个分别善恶知识树的果子。
They didn't choose the fruit in the tree of the life, but they chose the fruit in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以创世纪六章三节就说，人既神就这样讲。人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面。
In Genesis chapter 6 verse 3 says, the Lord says, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh.
因为人属乎血气。
Because man is indeed flesh and blood.
所以人神的灵就没有办法住在人的里面。
So the spirit of God is there's no way for the spirit of God to dwell in man.
就像油跟水哈，没办法混在一起。
It's like the oil and the water, you kind of mix them together.
那也像哈，有人听音乐喜欢听古典音乐，有人喜欢听那个重金属的摇滚音乐。
Like people, some like to listen to classical music, some like they like to listen to heavy metal music.
这两个人啊，如果要住在一起是很困难的。
If these two people live together, it will be difficult.
那所以因为人是属于血气，所以神的灵呢就不能够住在人的里面。
Because men are in blood and flesh, so the spirit of God and cannot dwell with the man.
那除了这个不相容以外
，Other than this, they can be together, a companion.
Compatible. 不相容易。
They're not compatible.
那他们还会相争的。
And they also will contend each other.
相争的。
Struggle each other. Okay, strive each other.
Okay, 就是在罗马书讲，就是圣灵和情欲相争。情欲和圣灵相争，使我们不能够所做所愿意做的事情。
This is what Romans chapter 8 says: the Holy Spirit and strive against flesh and lust, and then so we, the Holy Spirit will not be well in us.
所以，因为人犯罪，所以神的灵呢就离开了人。
Because man fell, so the Holy Spirit departed from man.
所以人神的灵呢就退让了，但是呢不表示神就放弃了。
And then so the spirit of God and withdrawal doesn't mean God is give us up.
圣经上讲说，在以赛亚书讲说，我不永远与你相争，不长久发怒，恐怕我所造的人与灵性都必发昏。
In Isaiah chapter 57 verse 16 says, I will not contend forever, nor will I always be angry, for the spirit would fail before me and the soul which I have made.
那因为人拣选要血气。
Because man choose blood and flesh.
人拣选不要神。
And then we choose not have God.
所以神呢，圣灵就只好在外面等。
So the Holy Spirit just wait outside.
我不晓得大家有没有等人的经验。
I don't know if you have experience you wait for someone.
有没有被人家等的经验
？Or somebody wait for you?
我想我们小的时候哈、啊，去上学，然后父母呢都会在家，在要等着我们回家。
When we were young, when we go to school, our parents will wait at home for us to come home.
然后呢，我们常常至少我小的时候呢，不是很想要回家。
And then when I was young, I didn't want to go home.
放学想要跟其他同学出去玩。
And I want to play with my friends.
那等到我们变父母的时候。
When we become parents.
那就角色就反过来了。
And then we change the roles.
我们变成一个等人的人。
And then we become the one waiting for our children.
神也一直这样在等我们。
And then God is waiting for us.
神他爱我们，所以他就在一直等我。
Because God loves us, so He's continue waiting for us.
我们感谢主，人犯罪了，人失败了，但是神呢却没有失败。
And then praise the Lord, even men fall, but God never fails.
神呢，他就差遣他的爱子来拯救我。
So He sent His begotten Son come to save us.
主耶稣为我们被钉十字架，为我们来成就了救赎，然后他又从死里复活。
The Lord, He came here, He was crucified on the cross, and then He resurrected from death.
然后呢，他主耶稣复活升天，他就把保惠师，就是圣灵差遣来下来，叫他永远与我们同在。
And then after He ascended, and He will send a helper to us, and He will dwell in us forever.
所以感谢主啊，这个罪是我们犯的，但是呢，这个赎价是主付的。
And then praise the Lord, we sin, but the Lord paid the price.
那我们是不要神的，但神一直在等我们。
We do not want God, but God is waiting for us.
甚至差遣他的保惠师。
Even send helper for us.
叫他常与我们同在。
So He will dwell in us.
约翰福音讲说，这个保惠师呢是真理的圣灵，是世人所不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他。
And then in John it says, and he will guide, I will send you another helper, and he will abide in you, the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, but it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, because he dwells with you and will be in you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
世人不认识圣灵保惠师。
The world does not know the helper, the Holy Spirit.
接受他也看不见他。
They do not know him, do not see him, and do not receive him.
但是圣经告诉我们说，你们却认识他。
But the Bible tells us, and you know him.
我们认得圣灵吗
？Do we know the Holy Spirit?
我们听，分辨可以分辨圣灵对我们说话吗
？And do we hear the voice?From the Holy Spirit.
圣灵保惠师住在我们里面吗
？Does the Holy Spirit, our Helper, dwell in us?
愿意我们的答案都是是的。
May our answer be all yes.
我们一起来看圣灵有三方面的特质。
And then we will let's see the three characters of the Holy Spirit.
第一方面呢，圣灵像鸽子一样。
And then first of all, the Holy Spirit is like a dove.
在圣经上讲到鸽子就是很驯良很温和的而且不相争的
and then when the Bible talks about the dog he's very gentle he will never argue
在挪亚洪水的时候呢我们知道这个后来洪水渐渐退了挪亚放一只鸽子去看地上的水退了
when the day of Noah when the flood would go away, and Noah let a dove out of the ark.
那第一次放鸽子出去的时候呢，那鸽子飞来飞去找不到落脚之处就飞回来了。
And the first time the dove was out there and then he couldn't find a place for her feet, so she flew back to the ark.
所以这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
因为全地都被洪水淹没了，全地都充满着死亡，那鸽子呢没有办法住在死亡的地方，所以它就回来。
Because the whole world was flooded, which is filled with death, and the dove cannot live with death, so that's why she flew back to the ark.
所以挪亚等了七天，再把鸽子放出去。
And then Noah waited another 7 days, and then he let the dove out again.
这次鸽子又飞回来，可是嘴上呢叼着一个新拧下来橄榄的叶。
And this time the dove came back with a new olive leaf.
橄榄的叶子就代表复活。
And the olive leaf means the resurrection.
那所以经过死，后来就有个复活。
And after death is the resurrection.
然后再等七天，他再把鸽子放出去呢，鸽子就不回来。
And then after 7 days, and then he let the dove go, and then the dove didn't come back.
圣灵像鸽子一样。
And the Holy Spirit is like a dove.
他不能够住在死亡的地方。
He cannot dwell in the place filled with death.
我们知道那时候呢，挪亚也放了一只乌鸦出去。
We know that Noah also let a raven go.
乌鸦放出去有没有回来
？Did the raven come back?
没有回来。
Didn't come back.
他就飞来飞去，直到地上的水干。
And then he just flying until the land are all dry.
因为他地上很多屎屎的东西，乌鸦可以吃这些。
Because there is many rotten meat, and the raven can eat those rotten meat.
可是鸽子却不行。
But dove did not eat the dead.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的里面是死亡的呢，还是有复活的生命
？Is there a death in us or resurrection life in us?
我们若有复活的生命，圣灵就愿意可以进到我们里面。
If we have the resurrection life, the Holy Spirit is willing to dwell in us.
因为圣灵喜欢住在我们里面。
Because the Holy Spirit is willing to dwell in us.
可是呢，如果我们要拣选肉体，拣选情欲，那这样子圣灵像鸽子一样飞来飞去，停不下来，它就飞走了。
If we choose blood and flesh, so the Holy Spirit is like a dove, he can fly and wait and then he will leave.
所以罗马书八章五节六节讲到说，随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事，体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
So in Romans chapter 8 verse 5 and 6, and it says, For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
我们愿意我们都来体贴圣灵。
May we all set our mind in Holy Spirit.
让圣灵可以住在我们里面，带来的结果就是生命和平安。
So the Holy Spirit will dwell in us, so the fruit will be peace.
第二个圣灵的特质是圣灵像火一样。
Secondly, the character of the Holy Spirit, and he's like a fire.
因为我们知道五旬节的时候，圣灵降下，有舌头如同火焰显现出来，落在个人头上。
We know in Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended like fire. And so, like a fire, the tongue with fire. So, it's filled with Holy Spirit and fire.
然后他们就得到能力。
And then they will be, and they were strengthened.
主说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得到能力，并且要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
And the Lord tells them, and the Holy Spirit will give you strength, and you will be my witness in Samaria and then to the end of the world.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
圣灵像火一样。
The Holy Spirit like fire.
他把能力带给我们。
He brings the strength to us.
在这里呢，我要多说一点。
And then I will talk more about this point.
圣灵和圣经呢是相辅相成。
Holy Spirit and the Bible and they are they were together.
圣灵好像火车头一样。
And the Holy Spirit is like the head of the train. It's
like
the engine of the train.
然后呢，圣经好像铁轨一样。
And the Bible is like the rail tracks. The rail.
那所以呢，这个我们知道火车要走。必须要有火车头。
We know the if the train wants to move, needs the engine.
但是也需要有一个轨道。
But you need the tracks.
所以我们要来读圣经，我们知道说神带领我们的方向，我们的道路是什么。
So when we read the Bible, we know where God wants us to go.
但是如果只有铁轨，没有火车头的话，这火车走不动。
If we only have tracks, no engine, the train cannot move.
但是呢，如果只有火车头没有铁轨呢，那它就乱走，最后也走不动。
If we only have engine but no tracks, and then the train will go without directions, then you can't go anywhere.
所以我们要读圣经。
So we need to read Bible.
我们要祷告，求圣灵常常来对我们说话。
We need pray that let the Holy Spirit speaks to us.
所以保罗的祷告就是说，求。神将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们，使我们真知道他。
So that's why Paul prayed that may the Lord give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that we truly know Him.
那我们知道圣灵就会照亮圣经，因为圣灵就是那真理的圣灵。
So we know the Holy Spirit will illuminate the Bible because the Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth.
他要带领我们进入一切的真理。
He will guide us into all truth.
圣经呢，就验证圣灵。
And the Bible is confirmed the Holy Spirit.
所以圣经呢，我们就根据我们圣经在我们里面呢，我们就知道圣灵的带领是怎样，是哪些是出于圣灵的带领，哪些不是。
The Bible will tell us and what is under the guidance of the Holy Spirit and when it is not.
所以圣灵会感动我们爱神爱人。
And then the Holy Spirit will move us to love the Lord and love people.
但圣灵不会感动我们去离婚去杀人。
But the Holy Spirit will not move us to divorce and to kill.
因为圣经乃是是来让我们可以来分辨哪些是出于神的，哪些不是。
Because the Bible will give us the to know and what is from the Lord, what is not.
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益处的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
All the scriptures given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for correction, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete throughout, equipped for.Every good works.
哎，这段圣经也很有趣，我们很熟悉哈。
We know this verse.
叫属神人的完全。
And then it says, so that the man of God may be complete.
圣经叫属神人的完全。接下来一件事情就是预备行各样的善事。
And after we will be complete, and then we will be equipped for every good work.
他没有说你读完圣经，你善事就已经行好。
It didn't say after you finish reading Bible and then you will complete the good works.
圣经只是让我们预备我们。
The Bible equipped us.
但是圣灵就带给我们能力，来把这个神所要我们行的能够行出来。
The Holy Spirit give us strength that we can do the every good works.
我们愿意，我们每一位来更多来认识主的呢，我们好好读圣经，我们也来追求圣灵，能够来常常充满我们。
We will read His words and then be filled with Holy Spirit, so we will follow the Lord.
那第三方面呢，圣灵如同教师或者一个老师或一个教练一样呢，他来训练我们。
Thirdly, Holy Spirit is like a teacher or coach, and He will train us.
这就是圣灵的安慰。
That is the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
这个安慰这个字在原文中有很多的意义。
Comfort has many meaning in originally.
就是被光照，或者是呢恳求、劝诫、责备、劝勉、鼓励、安慰。
It is to illuminate, to plead, to beseech, to rebuke, to exhort, to encourage, and to comfort.
对，啊，谢谢。这个好像一个人在我们旁边很近很近一样呢，那实时的在对我们说话。
It's like a person is very close to us and continue talk to us.
像一个教练一样，有时候呢，像一个运动员，他常常很多地方没有做对，教练呢就来指正他，然后来改进，让他可以更好。
It's like an athlete, and then the coach will correct him and then and tell him what to do so he can do better.
对，这就是圣灵的安慰。
That is the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
好，那我们怎么样子能够得到圣灵的安慰呢
？And how can we receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit?
我们进到最后一点，就是如何得圣灵的安慰。
That's the last point. How we receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit?
我们要谦卑，要洁净，要顺服。
We need to be humble, be cleansed, obey.
我们感谢主，神的话说，他阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
And we praise the Lord because the God says He will resist the pride and then give grace to the humble.
他要与心灵痛悔的人，与谦卑的人来同居。
He will be with the one who has a contrite and humble spirit.
对，神虽然高高的在天上，但是他愿意降卑，落来在地上。来找那个心灵里面谦卑的。
And a God lives in the lofty place, and but He is willing to come here to find a person with a contrite and humble spirit.
第二个，神就是圣洁的，所以呢，他只能够居住在一个洁净的地方。
And secondly, because God is holy, so He can only dwell in the clean places.
所以我们要来信主，要求主的宝血洁净我们，这样圣灵。才能够住在我们里面，我们蒙圣灵的安慰。
So we need believe in the Lord, and so His precious blood will cleanse us, so we will receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
然后我们要顺服。
Then we need to obey.
因为圣灵是赐给那顺从之人的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is for the people who obey, who has the spirit of obedience.
我小时候，我。最不喜欢听我妈妈讲的话是这样
的。When I was young, when I was a little, the something that I really don't want to listen from my mom was.
这句话我妈妈常常说这句话。
My mom often said this to me.
她说你不听话，读那么多书有什么用
？If you're disobedient, what's good to study well?
我小时候读书还可以。
I was a good student.
可能也都是进最好的学校。
And I went to the best schools.
对自己觉得还蛮自负的。
So I was very proud.
但是我妈说啊，她说你不听话，读那么多书有什么用
？And then my mom said to me, if you do not obey, what is good to have so many knowledge?
就我像一个气球一样哈，这胀得很大。
It's like a balloon.
然后呢，我妈一句话就砰一声就把这气球嘣一下就点破掉了。
And my mom hit it with a needle, and then the balloon was exploded.
我们在主日里面是不是也是这样
？It's same to us. We are in the Lord.
也许我们读了很多的圣经，也许我们很懂很多的神关于主的事。
Maybe we have a lot of knowledge of the Bible and of the Lord.
但是主的话说。
But the Lord tells us,
有什么用
if we do not obey Him, what's good of it?
所以主的话说，听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于供养的自由。
And that's that what the Lord says. And then to obey, it's better than sacrifice.
我们愿意在今年还有的时间里面，从最小的事情，我们学习顺服神，听神的声音，听他的话。
May in this new year, may we in the small things, we listen to the Holy Spirit and obey Him.
我们感谢主在昨天前天晚上礼拜五晚上有Ben 弟兄跟 June 姊妹来到我们的当中。
We praise the Lord. Friday evening, Brother Ben and Sister June were with us.
那他们带给我们 很简单，但是却很深的一个信息。
They give a simple but deep message.
我想他们主要就是讲两点。
And then they mainly they talk about two points.
第一点，Ben弟兄勉励我们要渴慕神。
And then first of all, Brother Ben encourages us to thirst for the Lord.
呀，他说神呢，他把宝贵的东西呢，都留给那些真正要的。
And then he says, and then the Lord always keeps the treasure to those one who really long for me.
我们真是对主这样的饥饿、这样干渴的话，那寻求主，他一定要让我们寻见。
If we hunger and thirst for the Lord and we seek Him, we will be found.
然后呢，就可以得到个人改变我们一生神圣的启示。
And we will review the revelation that will change our whole life.
神就要对每一个人，让我们个人可以得到改变我们一生这个神圣的启示。
And God will give us divine revelation, which will change our whole life.
这是他告诉我们的第一点。
That's the first point he told us.
第二点呢，我们的弟兄也让我们看见他是一位传福音的人。
And then secondly, we know our brother he shares gospel.
他到古巴去传福音。
And he went to Cuba to share the gospel.
然后呢，他真的是把自己，他和他的姊妹完全把自己摆上。
And then he offered him and his wife, they offered their life to the Lord.
我们弟兄告诉我们说哈，他是1995年9月，然后呢，他听收音机的时候呢，就听到神这样对他的呼召。
In September 1995, and then they heard the calling in the radio, and then God called them to go to Cuba.
然后十二月他们就到了古巴。
And then in December that year, and they are in Cuba.
那去的时候呢，一个人都不认识。
When they are there, they don't know anybody.
他们也不懂得西班牙文。
And they don't speak Spanish.
他只到主要带领他们去。
They just went to the place where God guided them.
他们也是很奇妙的哈。
Amazingly,
他们不是美国人。
They're not American.
因为美国人不能到古巴去。
Because American cannot go to Cuba.
他们是加拿大人。
They're Canadian.
那古巴很穷，所以他们愿意有些游客来。
And because Cuba is poor, so they want some tourism.
所以加拿大人可以去古巴。
So Canadians can go to Cuba.
可他不是去海边度假。
But there they didn't go to beach for a vacation.
他去那边。把福音带给他。
And then they went there to share gospel to Cubans.
他们在这20年当中呢，去了49次。
In the past 20 years, they went there 49 times.
然后这一次他们礼拜二要去迈阿密，再从那边去古巴是第50次。
This coming Tuesday they will go to Miami, and from there they go to Cuba. It will be their 50th time.
你知道古巴是一个共产政权的国家。
You know that Cuba was run by communists.
他们去的时候呢，人家就告诉他们说，你在那边不管做什么，政府都会知道。
When they were there, then people, they were told, when you do something, the government knows everything.
然后呢，他说不管是多大多小的聚会呢，然后都有政府的宪兵在里面。
And then no matter small or large gathering, there will be spies in the meeting.
Informant. 然后呢，所以他去了30几次以后呢，有一次就被叫去跟政府人谈话。
After 30 times, the government and then called someone of them and then had a talk.
他说：“你这个拿旅游签证这样来不可以的。”
And then you cannot come here with a tourism visa.
你如果以后还要来的话，你要改成这个就是像传道人这个宗教的签证。
And the next time if you come back, you have to apply a missionary visa.
感谢主，后来他们真的是给他这个传道人的签证。
And then praise the Lord, and then they apply and they receive the visa.
那我们看像一段 video.
Let's see a video.
我们看见他们这20年在那边工作，然后主在那边兴起了那边的弟兄姐妹。
It is about 20 years of work, 20 years in Cuba.
对不起。下面这是哈巴谷书二章十四节。
It is from Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14.
认识耶和华的智慧要充满全地，像海水充满海洋一样。
But the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the ocean.
这是我们弟兄昨天晚上跟我们分享。这是他们一个特别的聚会。
Their meeting gathering.
那个是这个是什么地方呢
？Where is this place？
它是不是一个正式聚会的厅
？It is not a formal building.
它是一个就是后院改的。
Oh, it's from somebody's backyard.
然后呢，他们就立了一些柱子。
And put some pillar.
然后呢，就把盖一个屋顶。
And then they have some roof.
你可以看哈，这个那边很热。
You see, it's very hot.
你哦，让他停一下。上面那个是，对，已经做了。上面那个他们就坐在那个这个屋顶的。
Who sit on top of the roof?
这边。好，那我们很快放一下哈。感谢主，他们呢，真是主在那边。得到了这些原来不认识主，甚至在一个共产政权的一个国家。
And then praise the Lord, those people under the communist power, and then they were safe now.
停一下，可以跳跳。然后他们很多人做见证。
And many of them they testify the Lord.
有没有办法跳一下？我想给大家看的，这都是现在在发生的事情。
This is happening now.
我们感谢主。
And praise the Lord.
主愿意让我们来常常来听圣灵的声音。
The Lord is willing.To let us to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
问题是我们愿不愿意来顺服主。
The question is, are we willing to obey the Holy Spirit?
可不可以跳到最后？
跳到最后。
虽然我们不懂他们在唱什么。
Even though we don't understand what they're singing.
在中间也有许多弟兄姐妹的见证。
And then there was a testimony in the middle of the video.
但是我们知道神在他们当中工作。
And we know God works among them.
我们也求主神也在今天在我们当中工作。
May the Lord works among us too.
我想没有关系哈，我们没有时间。好呀。不晓得大家有没有听出来他们在唱什么
？I don't know if you understand what they're singing.
Victory.
Yeah, victory.
我们感谢主，圣灵会带我们得胜。
The Holy Spirit will lead us to victory.
如果我们把自己让在主的手中
，If we yield ourselves in the hands of the Lord, let's pray.
主，我们何等感谢你！
Lord, how we thank you.
主啊，常常你借着这些外面的逼迫，主要我们里面被你来建造。
And then through the outwardly persecutions that you will edify us inwardly.
让我们来学习听圣灵的声音。
That is to learn how to listen the voice of the Holy Spirit.
来听
来听你对我们说的话。
And then listen to the words that you speak to us.
我们来顺从圣灵的引导。
And that is to obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们来蒙圣灵的安慰。
And then we'll be comforted by the Holy Spirit.
我们何等感谢你。
How we thank you.
哦，主，虽然常常我们让你等，但是你，哦，主啊，却没有离开我们。
Lord, many times we let you to wait for us, but you never give up.
主啊，我们的祷告是希望你不要再等太久。
Lord, we. 我 pray that we do not want you to live, to wait long.
你像鸽子一样，你这样不与我们相争。
You like the dove, and then you do not strive with us.
你一直等到我们里面愿意。
You wait for us until we have a willing heart.
直到我们里面有一个复活的生命。
Until we have a resurrection life.
你可以住在我们的里面。
So that you can dwell in us.
我们常常是软弱。
We are weak.
让我们感谢你。
That we thank you.
圣灵是满有能力的。
And the Holy Spirit is full of power.
我们愿意早晨，你在对我们的心说。
May you speak to our hearts this morning.
好像你可以在我们里面得胜。
So that you will win victory among us.
好像我们不随从肉体，也不随从情欲。
That we will not follow the blood and follow the lust.
让我们能够随从圣灵。
So we will follow the Holy Spirit.
在每天的生活当中。
In our daily life.
让我们来听你微小的声音。
And then we will let us to listen to your gentle voice.
我们来顺从你。
And then we obey you.
我们愿意你在我们个人、我们家庭、我们的聚会当中得到荣耀。
May you gain a glory at our gathering at our household.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And then we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.